Hi everyone, welcome to a new episode of CX Update, your monthly customer experience inspirational video. As you all know, a few weeks ago my new book came out, A Diamond in the Rough, about how to build a strong customer culture. Now in this episode, in this video, I want to give you three examples of how companies actually deal with my concepts and how it helps them to become a beautiful, shiny diamond. Welcome to this new episode. One of the topics that I talk about in my book is customer loyalty. My feeling is that we have to reverse the thinking about customer loyalty. Now it's very often like this. A customer has to do a lot of effort, has to buy a lot of things, and then eventually the customer gets something back. What if you turn that philosophy upside down? Now, one of the companies that is doing that in a fantastic way, and a very simple but effective way, is Neuhaus, the Belgian premium chocolate brand. So they have their what they call insider program. And it works like this. Imagine you go for the first time to a Neuhaus store, you buy something, then they will ask if you want to become part of their insider program. So traditionally you think, oh, I have to give my information and then they're going to send me advertising. This is not how it works. The insider program of Neuhaus means that as soon as you have bought something in one of their stores or in their web shop, every few months they will send you free chocolate. So you will get an email with an invitation to pick up free chocolate. So they have an innovation and they want you to try it out. There are hundreds of thousands of people in the meantime that are part of that program. And it's something that a customer is not used to, because you get something for free and they don't ask anything in return. So you can just walk in the store, you get your free chocolates and you can walk out. You don't get the free chocolates if you buy some other pralines or something. No, it's just a gift from Neuhaus to thank you for being one of their customers. And you can imagine that doing something like that in an organization sometimes has like difficult discussions. Not everyone is a fan of the idea from the very first minute, because people are always worried about customers and they're like, what if someone walks in and just prints out this email 10 times and goes to 10 different stores? You know, maybe one person will do that, but then it's like that. Reality is, of course, people come to the store, they're happy with their free chocolates, and if you do that a few times, they start to buy more of your chocolates. So the fact that you give something to them first results in more loyalty from them. And that's the idea of flipping around the idea of customer loyalty. It doesn't start from the customer, it has to start from the organization. And that is something that Neuhaus is doing in a superb way. One of the topics in my book is something specifically for leaders, making sure that the team, the employees, believe you that you really want to be customer centric. One of the tactics to make sure that they believe you is that you have to have their back. You have to support them when it's becoming difficult. Now, let me give you a wonderful example of that. There's a company in the Netherlands called CSU. And they're a professional cleaning company, so they clean businesses and company buildings, those kind of things. And they're super innovative, so they have this "we clean based on data" philosophy, which is great. So the cleaning crew, they get on their phone, they get like the route that they have to go through companies based on data. They know where they have to clean more or less. If something is broken in the building, the cleaning crew can take a picture of that and then someone else fixes that. So they increase the efficiency and they increase the outcome for customers. So it's a fantastic concept. But they underestimated one thing in the beginning. The fact that now all the cleaning employees are walking around while they're cleaning, holding their phones, and they're spending a lot of time watching their phones. So a lot of the customers were like, hey, we don't like this. We're paying you to clean this building, not to play with your phone the entire time. So they got a lot of complaints. And they found a brilliant, very simple but effective solution for that. So they created this new cell phone case, which is in bright green, because that is the brand colors that they have. It's in bright green. And on the back of that cell phone case, it says, "We are data-driven cleaners." And that changed everything, because now the customer sees that while someone is on their phone, they see those words and they approach the team and they're like, hey, what are you doing? What is all this data-based cleaning about? And now the employees are proud and they can show, look, this is how we work and this is how we make sure that you will have a better outcome in a more efficient way. And the customer is excited, the team is proud. And you know, the fact that they made that case, very simple thing, but the fact that they made that case showed the team, showed the crew on the floor that the management really wants to support them. and it gives them a boost and it increases the customer culture and the customer centricity. It's often those very small things that have a huge impact. One of the topics in my new book, Diamond in the Rough, is effective empathy. Combining a fast feedback loop with a fast action loop. Of course, one of the first things you have to install is that feedback loop. And I'm a big believer of making sure that as many employees as possible have contact with the end customer so that they hear the oohs and the ahs directly from the end customer. Now, I recently heard a fantastic story about this. It was by the Belgium AG insurance company. Typically, insurance companies are far away from their customer. Very often there's an intermediary even in between, and the communication is often limited. So they wanted to overcome that. They wanted to create more empathy in their teams, in their organization. So what they've done is they called it the Sound of Sea project, the Sound of the Customer project. So they invited 200 of their employees that usually are not in touch with the end customer. They invited them to call to customers. So they organized this whole day called Sound of Sea. And with 200 people, they reached hundreds and hundreds of customers. And they had a call with them, not to sell them something, but just to listen and to ask the question, look, we're from AG Insurance. What do you think about our processes? What are we doing right? What are we doing wrong? Typically market research questions, right? But they didn't outsource it to a marketing research company. They asked their own employees to do that so that they don't just get a market research report that they can read, but that they hear and feel the oohs and the ahs directly. And after the call, they could send a postcard to those customers, and it was like an organic postcard. And if you put it in the ground, you get some really beautiful flowers. So you have for the customer, you have the fact of the phone call, and then you have a little present personally signed by those employees from AG Insurance. It's a fantastic day. You learn a lot. The employees who participated in the program were super excited about it. They learned so much. The way that they start to think about their products and services changed overnight. The customers really enjoyed it. And they made this a success because it was a good preparation. You cannot just ask 200 people to start calling clients. So they trained their team a little bit to start doing that. And the first few calls are a little bit uneasy sometimes. But after a while, you start to see, hey, those customers really appreciate it. They like to talk. Sometimes it were conversations of more than 10 minutes. So it really, really worked for them. And the end result is 200 of their employees hear the oohs and the ahs directly from the customer, which changes the customer experience and the customer culture internally. So the moment that you have a system like this and you do that a couple of times a year, you can really create a complete different culture. As many people as possible in direct contact with customers. It changes a whole lot. All right, everyone, this was my monthly update with three very concrete examples. I hope you enjoyed them. I hope they brought you inspiration, maybe some ideas that you can implement in your own organization. If you want more of these stories, just check out my latest book, A Diamond in the Rough. I'm sure you will love it if you're into customer experience and customer culture. So thanks for your support there. I wish you a wonderful week. And hope to see you again in one of my next videos. Take care. Bye-bye.